like.
Stay away from my house!
October 30th. Another tricycle. I'm coming! Mom, he did it again. He took another tricycle.
Okay, honey. We've talked about this.
You cannot stay up in your room all day staring at an old man through a telescope.
But, Mom, there's something wrong with that house.
I'm serious!
What was that?
I'm serious.
His voice sounds funny.
Someone is hitting puberty. What's happening to my body? Right, buddy?
Maybe you should come with us.
Oh, the boy's too busy. He's got his spying to do.
I'm not spying.
Oh.
That's
okay, buddy. When I was your age, I did exactly the same thing. Of course, it was with binoculars and involved the lovely Jensen twins, neither of which was as lovely as your beautiful mother.
Oh.
Will you be an angel and help me bring out the incisor?
Oh,
hold on to this,
incisor.
Buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to forget that. Elizabeth will be here in a few hours. If anything happens, call the police and hide in your closet.
He knows that.
Just let me drive this thing, will you?
Where is DJ? Where's DJ?
You would be so happy if he was under the car, wouldn't you?
Sorry. It's hard to see with the mask on.
Then why don't you keep it off, Chowder?
Why'd you put up your window?
Chowder?
Hi, DJ.
What children?
Bye-bye, baby.
Never tell me love him, dear, please.
He knows
tell
that.
Me, son, you love him.
I don't want to
just
tell him.
Say,
I love
you,
him.
Son.
He knows
just
I love him. Why do you have to roll down the window? We're going to be late.
We both love you. That includes your dad.
That's right.
He's had enough kisses.
Cheer up. It's almost Halloween. In one day and 3 hours, it's candy time.
Okay.
Check it out. I got a new ball.
Cool.
Oh, speaking of which, have you decided? Skulls are her crypt keeper.
Chowder.
I don't think I'm going trick-or-treating this year. What? Come on, you're gonna break a 6-year streak.
Yeah, 6 years of being jumped and egged.
Maybe I'm getting too grown up. Ooh, 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 ooh. 3 seconds on the clock. I'm playing basketball. It's time for an in-your-face disgrace.
Are you okay?
My nose is in my brain.
Let me see. Oh, my God.
What?
You're a dork. Where's my ball?
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
Wait, DJ! You're grown up, now you go get it!
Chowder, your ball just landed on Nebercracker's lawn. It doesn't exist anymore.
I paid $28 for that ball. I raked 10 yards and asked my mom for $1 26 times. I never worked that hard in my life.
Nebercracker hasn't come out yet.
So?
so maybe he's sleeping. All right, I'll do it.
I'll never forget this. Hurry, though.
So sorry. I didn't mean.
DJ!
Oh, no! DJ! Help! Help! Help!
You think you could just terrorize my lawn?
No, I'm sorry.
You want to be a dead person?
No, I love life.
This place is not a playground for children.
Got it from now on.
This is my house. Why can't you respect that? Why can't you just stay away from her?
No siren, never a good sign.
I'm a murderer.
No, you're not.
Emma?
When it's an accident, they call it manslaughter.
I think I'm gonna throw up. Great. Babysitter's here.
See ya, DJ!
DJ. Hey, DJ, I just saw an ambulance. Did I miss anything interesting? Okay. Hello?
Elizabeth, can I talk to you about something?
Oh, yeah, of course you can, Cantaloupe. We are gonna have the bestest time. I've got tons of neat activities planned.
They already left.
Oh, they did? They're gone?
Yes, and I need to talk to you.
Okay, so the usual deal, indoors by 9, in your room by 11, lights out, your call.
Elizabeth!
And it's Z.
Z?
Now listen up. I control the TV, the stereo, and the phone. I don't do board games, shrinky dinks, or tuck-ins. I'm not your mother. I'm not your friend.
Don't talk to me like I'm a baby, okay? I am practically a grown-up. I don't even need you here, Elizabeth.
Gosh, DJ, why'd you break that?
But I didn't.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Who are they gonna believe? Go to your room.
Fine!
You're my soldier!
Very funny. See how you like it.
Happy Halloween, doofus!
Nice one, Phone.
Look at his face, that's funny.
You're not supposed to have friends over. Who's this?
This is Phone.
What's up?
He's in a band.
That's right.
And anyway, Cantaloupe, let's not open up the rule book, okay? Since you're up way past your bedtime.
Oops.
No, this is different. Listen!
Wow. You called the neighbors. Good for you.
I used Star 69. He called me.
Who called you?
Nevercracker. P.S. He died today.
You lie.
Do not. He died. Now I'm getting phone calls from his house.
A phone call from beyond the grave.
Serious?
Oh, he's serious. Did you know he was serious?
Oh, man, give her back.
Oh, her? You mind?
Oh, come on, gross!
Come on, Bones.
Wait, hold on, dude. I think she's having trouble breathing. She might have something in her throat. All right, I'll look into it.
Okay, Bones, knock it off. Downstairs, now.
Sorry, kid. Can't play anymore.
You are so funny.
I know, it's like I don't even try and it just happens.
Parents.
My dad's at the pharmacy and my mom's at the movies with her personal trainer.
All right, meet me at the danger zone now.
Fine.
Bones, I said, knock it off!
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm creeped out.
You know, I saw an ambulance here today.
So?
So, maybe Nevercracker really did die.
We should be so lucky. The guy is evil.
No, he's just a crotchety old dude.
Oh, really? Z? When I was 10 years old, I had a kite. Awesome kite. I could fly it so high you couldn't see it. One day, it crashed down. I followed the string, and it ended right over there, across the street, right at the edge of his lawn.
Take your kite.
Yeah, he takes whatever lands on his lawn. But that's not the point. The point is that I saw him talking to his house. And kissing it. Besides, everybody knows what he did to his wife.
Why? What did he do to her?
He ate her! Ah! What does that mean?
Get out!
Come on. Prude. What are you looking at? Huh? Never record me, yeah.
Thank you.
You really are dead, aren't you? I'm on your lawn, Nevercracker!
Huh? What are you gonna do about it?
Ah! Never snapper, flipper, dipper! Ah! My awesome kite.
Chowder! His blood is on my hands. And now he's coming back for revenge.
You're really crazy right now. Have you noticed that? I think you're just freaking out because he killed a guy today. Life goes on. For you. Try and relax. Be cool like me.
Quit playing around! I need your help.
Fine. You want my help?
Yeah.
I got three words for you. Trick or treat.
Okay. Whatever. Let's go.
Hold on.
Charlie, come on.
The haunting is subtle, yet really, really boring. Can I go home now?
Sure, she'll hear you.
DJ, this is why nobody will sit next to us at lunch. I'll go ding-dong ditch the house, and you'll see. No ghost!
Chowder, stop, please! Chowder, I'm serious. Chowder, come back. Come back here, please, Chowder. Come on!
Oh no! A bottle!
Chowder, put that down! Come back, please!
Bottle. Hey, DJ, who am I?
Get off my lawn!
Don't, come on!
Oh,
coming. Don't even think about crawling back here. Oh. Phew. Trick or treat. Good morning, ma'am. You've just witnessed a simulation of what you'll face this evening. Studies show that households that run out of candy are 55% more likely to be TP'd. To help avert this tragedy, I'm here selling Halloween candy for my school, Westbrook Prep.
Good school. I got kicked out of there. Now, what do you want?
Just trying to get a head start on life and secure a successful future.
You want a successful future? When a guy with tattoos comes up to the drive-thru, give him his burger, not your phone number.
Thank you for the advice. I'll be sure to make a note of it. But back to business. Eggs, shaving cream, toilet paper. Without candy, I'm afraid your house is a bullseye with shingles.
Nice try. It's not my house.
Babysitter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's cut the crap. Maybe the parents you work for left you $40 in emergency money.
Maybe they left me 30.
Maybe you give me 20, I write a receipt for 30, and you pocket 10.
Maybe. And I want 2 extra bags of peanut clusters.
1 bag, and I'll toss in a licorice whip.
You're good.
No detectable movement.
No detectable movement.
Hey, DJ, I brought you some chocolate.
Shh. Ah, oh. Cover blown? Oh, no detectable movement.
What are you two weirdos up to?
Oh, nothing. Just something in the house across the street just tried to eat us.
Yeah, we've been up all night watching it. We haven't even left this room once. Not even to go to the bathroom. Don't drink that.
Oh, gross. Whatever disease you guys have, I'm sure it's got letters and that they make pills for it.
Z, it's true. There's something evil going on across the street.
That's excellent. I'm really happy for you. Anyway, have you two, astronomers seen Bones? He left last night unexpectedly, and he never came back.
Never came back? Bottle. Of course!
Oh, okay. You know what? I don't have time for this.
Listen, Z. I don't know how to tell you this.
Your boyfriend has most likely been eaten alive.
Sherry Clausen. I gotta go. Breakfast. Happy Halloween, losers.
Hello. What? What is it? Oh, nothing.
Let me see.
Help me!
worried about you.
He should be.
Start explaining.
Why the hell? They're trying to eat us.
All right, stop explaining. I've had enough
of
this.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to see what's happening with that stupid house of yours.
No, no, no.
What is your problem?
Puberty. Yeah, I'm having lots and lots of puberty.
No more Mountain Dew.
Right.
I'm going to find Bones.
All right, hey, you have fun, okay? Don't worry about us. We'll be fine. And you tell him I said hey, okay? Safe driving. See ya! Oh, hi.
You want to tell me what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I made the whole puberty thing up. Hi, I'm JD. DJ.
Yes, Dad, I meant to call you, but I forgot. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Absolutely. Affirmative. Okay, yeah. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. This is, our little observation post. Such as it were. Yeah. Posters are stupid. I was gonna tear them down and put up some art.
Well, Dad, why don't you kiss my hairy butt? Did you drink any beer? Well, hello there.
This is Chowder.
Charles to the ladies.
Jenny Bennett. 2-term class president at Westbrook Prep.
That's a tough school to get into.
Yeah, I got in, but decided not to go.
It's a girls' school.
Which is why I didn't. You know, there's a great taco stand near there.
I hate Mexican food.
Me too.
Fascinating, isn't it? Just sits there waiting. Mocking us with its mouseness.
May I please use your phone?
Yeah, sure.
Here. Who's gone?
My mother.
Rude.
You know, she's probably not gonna believe you. It's too much for the adult mind to comprehend.
Is this pee? Because if it is, that's really gross.
DJ? You pee in bottles?
What are you talking about? That one's your pee.
It's yours. Pee.
May I please speak with Allison?
It's really unsanitary.
Her daughter.
It's his
Thank
pee.
You. Excuse me. Mom, I was selling chocolates in Mayville and...
So, you hate Mexican food, huh?
Yeah. You too, huh?
Yeah, in fact, you might say I started hating it first. Outside, in front of the house?
Fine. Let's get technical.
Okay.
I started hating it through the telescope.
You can't call dibs on a girl through a telescope.
Well, you can't call dibs on a girl.
Just did.
Me too.
She didn't believe me.
Authority can be so...
Okay, normally I don't spend time with guys like you, but a house just tried to eat me, so you've got 1 hour. Oh, puppy.
Uh-oh.
Didn't see that coming.
Okay. I think it's time to call the police.
Do you realize what's gonna happen tonight?
Hundreds of kids walking right up to that house.
Wait. Come on. Guys, I think we're overreacting. I mean, think about it. Only a total moron would walk up to old man Nevercracker's house. Hey, my ball!
Joe, no!
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Good news, the cops are here.
All right, kids, this better be good. I was in the forest wrestling with a bear claw when we got the call. I was eating a donut.
All three of you, step to the car now.
They're at the car. It's a rookie. First week on the job.
Officer, we have reason to believe that there is a dangerous creature inside that house.
It may have killed a man.
And a dog.
Doggy Dale, we've got a situation.
Whoa.
Situation.
What are you doing?
Call him a backup. Didn't you hear what the kid said? There's a dangerous creature inside that house.
We don't have backup. It's just Judy at the station. And this is no situation. It's just a couple tater tots hopped up on too many pixie sticks.
I bet you the dead dog would beg to differ.
What was that?
Nothing.
All right. Time's up, Pee-wees. It's Halloween, and believe it or not, we got things to do.
We do?
Yeah. No, wait, you can't. This thing, it has a mouth, and it comes out and grabs things and pulls them in and eats them.
Yeah, like this.
Okay. The thing is, we're trying to make this sound more real than it normally would.
Problem is, it sounds kind of not real. So we'll see you later.
No. All right. I'll show you. But if things get out of hand,
we'll aim for Bigfoot. That's loaded.
Smart house.
Hey! You, both of you, come here. Bring it to the car. Come on. I'm gonna forget about you throwing that rock, because that dance was pretty funny. But the next time any of you mess with this guy's house, all three of you going in the hole. You got it? Now I'll give you 10 seconds to march.
But we need your help. It's your job to help us.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four.
Oh, that's tender. My house is right over there.
So much for relying on the government.
Yeah, I know. I hate the government, dude. We're screwed.
But we're not. We'll go to an expert. You're looking at the three-time Tri-State Over 14 Thou Art Dead champion. His name is Reginald Skolinski, but they call him Skull.
Who's they?
Me and DJ.
Yeah.
He's the smartest guy on Earth.
So let's go talk to him.
Hey, Jenny. Hold on.
Whoa. Hold up.
Skull is in the game zone right now, and you don't want to mess with him when he's in the game zone.
Fine, so how long is he going to be playing?
Who knows? He once played for 4 days straight on one quarter, a gallon of chocolate milk, and an adult diaper.
The man's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's not coming out of the game zone, then we are going in.
What? Jenny! Jenny! You're gonna die.
Oh, did you see that? I just chopped off your head again. Your head's rolling. You can't even see it because your eyes are on your head.
Sir?
What? I'm busy playing a video game without even looking at the screen. What?
Okay, Old Man Nevercracker's house is possessed, and I need to know how to destroy it before it comes out and tries to kill
Calm
me.
Calm down. You make me want to throw up in some tinfoil and eat it.
Oh, you like the steel on my blade? It's so cold.
Possessed house, you say? In my travels to the video store and comic book conventions, I've seen many strange and wondrous things. And I've heard tell of man-made structures becoming possessed by a human soul so that the spirit becomes merged with wood and brick, creating a rare form of monster known as Domus Mectipulus.
The house is Mr. Nevercracker. Who are its murderous enemies?
Have fun getting killed.
Run, coward!
Look at that blood.
So, how do we kill it?
You've got to strike at the source of life. The heart.
But houses don't have hearts.
Yes!
Yeah.
You might be right about that. Oh. Sorry, children, but I've got some very, very important business to take care of. I won't be seeing you later.
Thou art dead.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
So we need to strike at the heart.
Yeah, but where are we gonna find a heart inside a house?
Ever since Nevercracker died, there's been smoke coming out of that chimney.
The furnace. The furnace is the heart. If we want to put out the fire, we're gonna have to go inside.
Without getting chewed to pieces.
Dummy.
Hey, I was just doodling.
No, Cheddar, this is it. First, we build the dummy. We fill the dummy with a few gallons of cold medicine. You can borrow it from your dad's pharmacy.
Say what?
We feed the dummy to the house. House eats the medicine. House goes to sleep.
Look at
this! We get in there, douse the fire, and get out.
Whoa.
Questions?
Yes, are you nuts? I don't want to steal drugs from my father. I don't want to go inside a monster, and I don't want to die.
I say it's worth a shot.
Yes, I agree. Let's do it. That one.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Littering, loitering, vandalism, vagrancy...
And treason!
No, not treason.
You sure? Because in the
morning... I'm sure! All right, kids, out of the trash cans. Let's go.
Come on! You heard the big guy. You see the light? Walk towards it. Bang our key. Come on, keep it moving. All right, drop your weapons. Uh-huh. Pass them to me. Come on. I will shoot you.
Well, looky, we got here.
You stay here.
I'm checking this out.
I am on it.
Mm.
y'all think something's funny? You testing me? Hot tough girl? You disrespecting the badge? You don't want none of this. I'm telling you, test me, please. What? Y'all wanna test me?
That's it. That is it.
You got something to say, Porky, huh? Diva Diva?
That's it. We're taking him in.
That's what I'm talking about. Where are we taking him?
To jail. Let's go.
You hear that? You guys are going to jail.
But, officer, you've got to believe us.
Yeah, 2%. You got the right to shut up.
Okay, the house is a monster.
And to think I believed you.
How?
Hey, listen, I'm with you guys. My cousin's a cop in Milwaukee. I mean, kind of a cop. He has a gun.
Yeah, they gotta love you downtown, Jughead.
Ow!
We are super cops.
Yeah, that's why I live in a condo.
Super cops. Huh? You hear that?
Yeah, that's my stomach. I'm starving.
No. That sounds like the dangerous creature. I'm gonna go check it out.
Oh my gosh. This is like trying to wrangle a puppy. All right, I'll be back.
What?
Knows that we're in here. I bet it thinks we're still in the car.
Listen. It sounds like it's sleeping.
The only way that we're gonna get out of here alive is if we find the heart, we put out the fire.
Maybe we should examine our other options?
Sure. Other option. We wait here and do nothing until it wakes up and eats us.
Find the heart, put out the fire. Got it.
Explosives. It's so cool. He was watching me.
DJ! Did you ever see a wife?
People used to say he had one. But he fattened her up. And he ate her.
Ew.
Demolition Squad.
Sorry. Come on.
No. Quiet. Don't worry, I have a very light step.
I thought if I shot the heart, then...
That's not the heart.
Then what is it?
Well, if those are the teeth, and that's the tongue, then that must be the uvula.
Oh. So it's a girl house.
What? No, it stimulates the gag reflex. Everyone has a uvula.
Not me.
Move quickly and quietly. Don't touch anything. And stay together.
DJ! Wait!
I'll save you. Have a look at this. Constance, the giantess.
The key! Come on, DJ, we don't have time for this.
Yeah, we've got to find a way out of here. What are you doing? We have a ping pong table in our basement.
Stuff. Why would he build her a shrine if he murdered her?
Maybe he just felt guilty or something. DJ, can we please get out of here?
Shh. I always knew you were hiding something, Mr. Nevercracker. that sound? My ball! Where are you going?
Come
here.
Hey. Chowder, come back!
You get back here. Oh, gotcha!
Killer Slinkies!
The uvula. Nature's emergency exit.
That's it. Another great idea, DJ. Brilliant.
What do you want from me, Chowder? I don't see you coming up with any big ideas.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Do you want to hear my big idea? I'm going home to make a pretzel sandwich. See ya.
Chowder, the house is still alive and you're going to wuss out?
I risked my life for you. I stole drugs for you, and I could have died in there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you're the one that killed Nevercracker in the first place.
Getting your stupid ball back.
You guys, stop fighting. You're acting like babies.
We are babies. What were we thinking? We tried to put a house to sleep with cold medicine. How lame can you get?
Where are you going?
I'm going home. I suck.
At least it's an ambulance. DJ? He's not a ghost. He's not dead. I'm not a murderer.
Of course I'm not dead. Who said I was dead? You'll be dead if you don't scram! Don't you know what day this is? I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. Honey? I'm home.
Oh, look at you, dear. The shingles are all ruffled. The windows are cracked. Oh, but it's no problem, sweetheart. It's no problem at all.
It's her. The house is her.
Did you wait till I'm on? Come back. Where are you going?
Paint and varnish can't handle.
Mr. Nevercracker! I know about Constance.
What? What do you know? You don't know anything.
You were You're in my house?
You didn't kill her, did you?
I love her so much.
Hello. It's okay. I can take you away from here. Would you like that?
Yes.
Open your eyes.
Oh!
Now, it's not much, I know, but just...
Oh, get away from my house! Wreck them to bits.
Constance! Help. What's wrong? Are you hurt?
Hurt? Yes, I'm hurt! Those criminals are attacking our house!
Now, they're just kids, dear. It's Halloween.
No, it's my house, and they're hurting me!
Constance, look at me! Look at me! As long as I'm here, I will never let anyone hurt you.
Oh,
Constance!
Oh, you vandals! You hooligans! I'll get you!
Constance, no! So, I finished the house. She would have wanted that. She died, but she didn't leave. And that night, that one night of every year, I had to take precautions.
Trick or treat!
I had to. Attacks anyone who comes near. Go.
I'm coming, dear.
Go.
Let him away. I can't believe you did this, Mr. Nevercracker. I know that you've been protecting us all these years, but now it's our turn to protect you. Let her go.
But if I let her go, I'll have no one.
That's not true.
The house is alive!
on those children, Constance!
Bad girl, haven't you? You've hurt people. Oh, Constance. Well, we've always known this day would come, haven't we? Oh. Now, I have to make things right. I have to make things right. I've always done what's best for you, haven't I? Haven't I, girl?
Thank you.
Yes, you can. Go.
I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl on the lips.
Guys! Anytime now! Sorry!
DJ! Hurry! You guys hear something? It's over there. Come on.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Mr. Nevercracker, about your house and your wife. Or your housewife.
45 years. We have been trapped for 45 years. And now...
We're free! We're free!
Oh, thank you, friend! Oh, thank you all! Oh, we're free!
It turned into a monster, so I blew it up.
Trick or treat!
We're gonna need a tricycle.
One tricycle coming up.
Tricycle.
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 Hello, tricycle. Hi, Mr. Sorrowhead. Thank you, mister.
Bye now.
Happy Halloween.
There's my mom. So, we should hang out again. Soon.
Yeah.
See ya.
Good luck with the puberty.
You go.
grab my butt.
That's nice, Shatter. Hey, Mr. Nevercracker, it's time to go.
Oh, you go on. I've got some work to do.
All right, thanks.
I'll see you around.
All right, bye.
Hey, stay off my lawn. I'm just kidding.
You think you'll be okay?
Yeah, you'll be fine. He'll go on vacation, get some color. Maybe he'll meet someone new. This time, maybe a nice beach house. Hey, DJ, look who's here.
Yes, I can see that. Thank you.
No biggie.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Dad.
Ah! What the heck kind? No, don't tell me. Let me guess. Dirty Pirates?
That's it! Dirty Pirates!
Fun, fun! Oh, you look adorable! Have fun tonight! You know, you're right. We're definitely too old for trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. On the other hand, we've been working all night.
Candy time?
Candy time.
We're back! Yes!
Say, you and I go out and inspect some candy, huh?
Well, we should go eat some candy, too.
That's a good idea. Okay. All right. Let's go eat some candy. Lots of yummy candy.
Like carrots.
All right, where's the car?
And that is how I slayed that mystical dragon.
Oh, yeah?
Great.
Come on, baby, we're out of here.
Not so fast, Bones. Times have changed. Skull's not like you. He gives me the respect I deserve and makes time for me.
Whatever.